On April 5th, 1933, this day in history, hundreds of Andorrans took to the streets to protest the lack of representation in the government, beginning the so-called Andorran Revolution. Although the revolution failed to completely overhaul the government as many had hoped, it significantly furthered Andorra's progress toward democracy. Andorra, a small European nation in the Pyrenees Mountains, was believed to have been granted independence by Charlemagne in the 9th century, but it was in the 1600s that Andorra adopted the form of government that would serve it for the next 300 years. Disagreements between its neighbors, France and Spain, led to the adaptation of a feudal system of government jointly ruled by the Spanish Bishop of Urgel and the French head of state, respectively known as the co-princes. Reforms in the mid-1800s led to increased representation by an elected council general. However, only land-owning male heads of state could vote. This, coupled with the continued power wielded by the co-princes, led to widespread dissatisfaction with the government. On April 5th, 1933, this day in history, hundreds of young Andorrans seized the parliamentary building in revolt against the government. The French president, one of the co-princes, responded by launching an invasion of Andorra with over 50 gendarmes. France worked to restore order, but Andorran calls for suffrage had taken root, and later that year, the first Andorran elections with complete male suffrage were carried out. The French troops soon withdrew. Although the 1933 revolution proved a major step for the democratization of Andorra, it would not be until 1970 that women were allowed to vote. I'm Max Colfax, and you just listened to This Day in History. This has been a production of KZYXA Mendocino County Public Broadcasting listener-supported community radio. KZYX, Philo 90.7 FM, KZYZ, Willits and Ukiah 91.5 FM, and Fort Bragg at 88.1 FM. You can find more content like this on our website at kzyx.org and consider donating by hitting the red donate button in the upper right-hand corner. Thanks for tuning in.